Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah.
So yesterday, the morning here on 1620 The Husker, which, rest in peace. Now we're back to 1620 The Zone. All of the Creighton, Nebraska talk on the radio and wherever you went yesterday, and again, depending on if you're red or blue, I think yesterday was a good day because people on the 5th of December in a state that is so college football heavy with day one of portal, recruiting new coaching staff, who's going to join the staff, college football playoff the day after Heisman is announced.
Mm-hmm.
It was wherever I went, people wanted to talk about basketball. They wanted, and whether they were upset at the way things went for Creighton or how excited they were for Nebraska, people wanted to talk basketball. People talk basketball on this radio station. To me, that was a good day. That was a good day that we can have more days like that if Nebraska would hold up their end of the bargain. We could talk basketball. One of the best days that I've had on this radio station, and I think one of the best entertaining days, was that Friday that Nebraska and Creighton were both playing in San Antonio.
Yeah.
I mean, that was good for basketball in the state because people were talking basketball. And I thought yesterday was a good day because people were talking about basketball. Wherever you went, they wanted to talk about the game. You know, they wanted to talk about basketball on the 5th of December. And that's what that game should be. Now, it's been one-sided. But if you're playing a rivalry like that, and it is a competitive rivalry where the game means something that you're not just going to forget about it when you get to February,
mm-hmm.
is it should be the day after, everywhere you go, on the radio, in the coffee shops, your friends, everybody wants to talk about basketball. And so I thought yesterday was a good day for basketball in this state, and we need more of those days because it can happen where Nebraska and Creighton can be good at the same time, and it would be nice to have Omaha involved as well. And then we're talking basketball a lot, and football is still part of the conversation, but a lot of it's basketball.
Yeah, I mean, I've said this for a while, and people never believe me when I say this. I actually want Nebraska ball to be good. I would like them to be a good basketball team. Obviously, I'd like them to lose to Creighton every year still. That didn't happen, but I am a advocate for the sport of basketball in the state of Nebraska. And so that gets improved at every level, I think, if not only Creighton is good, but Nebraska is good, that Omaha is good. You want all three of your Division I programs to be good and competitive and to be in the conversation every year for NCAA tournament bids. You want Omaha to be in the conversation for getting that Summit League mm-hmm. auto bid. You want Nebraska to be an at-large conversation. You want Creighton to be in the at-large conversation every single year. That is better for basketball in this state. And I love basketball. So I want that. Obviously, still want Nebraska always to lose to Creighton. But the better Nebraska ball gets, mm-hmm. the less that's going to be a one-sided rivalry. Which, by the way, is also good because when you look back at the season, I mean, and this is just the way it's been, you know, Creighton plays a Big Ten team every year that does not help their resume at all for the most part. It's not a helpful thing. And so to have an automatic, hey, this is a nice non-conference game, it's going to look good on the resume, win or loss. It's going to look good on our strength of schedule, win or loss. That's good for everybody. And so I agree with you in general that I would like Nebraska basketball to be better for the health of basketball in this state. I am going to disagree. I didn't have the most fun yesterday, but I owe that mostly to the cesspool that is Twitter. So
you handled it well.
I appreciate
that. You handled
that.
It like a fan. That's fine.
That's why I threw the Niners clips in there for you.
Yeah, I need a little bit of joy in my life.
That's fine. At least you didn't, you know, you were more of talking about Creighton than attacking Nebraska fans. And You know,
that's the thing. I didn't say anything. I don't think I said anything negative about Nebraska after the game.
Yeah, I mean, come on. I was saying, hey, Nebraska fans don't know who the players are. I mean, come on. Come on. Take it and go home.
All I will say is the one thing I didn't understand was people that won't acknowledge that there is a talent gap between Nebraska and Creighton. And there were a lot of people in my mentions. And it's like, listen, I can't have a basketball discussion with you. And if you want to talk about basketball, talk about how Nebraska beat Creighton in all the basketball ways, terrific. But if you can't acknowledge that Creighton played a major role in what happened on Sunday because of how much more talented Nebraska or Creighton is than Nebraska, then we're probably not going to be able to have a conversation.
Yeah, I would mute those people.
Or yeah, just ignore like them. If you have to be able to acknowledge that at just from the jump.
All right, Sam McEwen will stop by coming up the bottom of the hour. We got Brian Christopherson today as well. The four for the Heisman are out. Two should be there, including the Pride of Council Bluffs, Lewis Central. But the other two, is one even the best player on his own team? We'll get into that as we roll till 10 on a Tuesday at 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.